Comedian Shane Gillis trolls Trump, Caitlin Clark and Espy's speech. There was an Epstein joke here, but it got deleted. By Paul Bois on July 17, 2025. Comedian Shane Gillis trolled everyone during his Espy Awards opening monologue on Wednesday night. From Caitlin Clark to Jeffrey Epstein to Donald Trump to Aaron Rodgers. Gillis proved to be an equal opportunity offender during his monologue, sparing no punches for any of his targets. Donald Trump wants to stage a UFC fight on the White House lawn. The last time he staged a fight in D.C., Mike Pence almost died, said Gillis, referencing January 6. He then trolled the Trump administration for calling the Jeffrey Epstein files a hoax. There was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but it got deleted, must have probably deleted itself, right? He said. Probably never existed. Actually. Let's move on as a country and ignore that. As Breitbart News reported, the Trump administration's DOJ and FBI released a memo that found that there was no evidence that Epstein had a client list, and that an investigation had found that Epstein had committed suicide. Despite criticisms from certain corners of the right, Trump defended Attorney General Pam Bondi's handling of the situation. She's given us just a very quick briefing, and in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey, Trump said. They were made up by Obama, they were made up by the Biden, and we went through years of that, with the Russia hoax. With all of the different things that we had to go through, we've gone through years of it, but she's handled it very well, and it's going to be up to her. Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release. During his monologue at the Espy Awards, Shane Gillis also trolled former New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick for his relationship with 24-year-old Jordan Hudson. A bookie is what Bill Belichick reads to his girlfriend before bedtime, Gillis said. They read, very horny caterpillar. The little engine that could but needed a pill first and of course, the classic, goodnight boobs. Not all jokes landed, with one earning an audible boo from the upper level. Joe Rogan actually wanted me to be here to host this award show so that I could capture Adam Silver because Joe thinks he's an alien, Gillis quipped. And Donald Trump wanted me to be here to capture Juan Soto for the same reason. His joke about Caitlin Clark also divided the audience, saying that they are both whites from the Midwest who have nailed a bunch of threes. When Caitlin Clark retires from the WNBA, she's going to work at a Waffle House so she can continue doing what she loves most, fist-fighting black women. He said. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.